myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
We'll be right back. Oh. sheets hot and wet at night, they're cold and blue. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Dancing with scissors, our bones full of wishes. We wait for our plans to come true. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Thank you.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
I'm from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRC.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
I want to start today with an explosive confrontation that took place during another one of these Republican Senate hearings. This particular confrontation involved unhinged Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, alongside Teamsters President Sean O'Brien. Teamsters, of course, a union. Republicans tend not to like unions. Republicans love to frame unions as sort of like mob entities, and the guys or gals who run unions as mob bosses. And we've seen that narrative for a while. The big continuing story since Republicans have taken over control of the House is the humiliating, face-planting, and self-destructive nature of these hearings, the hearings that Republicans have organized. And this is happening in the House and the Senate on big and crossover hearings as well, on big tech, on weaponization of the justice system, or whatever the case may be. And even when it is not Republicans who organize the hearing, they still find new ways to humiliate themselves. So let's take a look at this video. Bernie Sanders was sort of trying to officiate this thing. And it is the latest brazen attempt by Republicans to attack labor, which is what they love to do.
You talk about CEOs that are making all this money. And what do you make, Mr. O'Brien?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah, I know what you make, because in 2019, your salary was, $193,000. I'm sure you got some pay raises since then.
Yeah, when I was
around. And the average you.
So basically like the same salary as Mark Wayne Mullen gets as a senator. That's an interesting thing. A little higher.
PS driver, the feeder driver makes $35,000 a year.
That's
and what do you bring?
That's inaccurate.
Hold on a second.
That's inaccurate. State
no,
facts.
I've got it right here.
State facts. That's inaccurate.
The average UPS feeder driver makes $35,000. If you don't know your facts, then maybe you should.
Well, I know them because I negotiate the contract.
So I say one thing to you. What do you bring for that salary?
What do I bring?
Yeah. What job have you committed, or have you started? What job have you created? One job, other than sucking a paycheck out of somebody else that you want to say that you're trying to provide because you're forced.
So remember, the narrative here is unions are oppressive. The people who run them take money in exchange for nothing other than forcing the workers to pay union dues. And we would all be better off if there were no unions and the workers had a direct relationship with the companies. Now, of course, we know that that's not the case. And we know that as a result of the unions and being able to collectively bargain in this way, the workers actually end up earning more on average, all else being equal. But that's not the story that Republicans like to tell about unions.
And then pay dues. And
no, we don't force
anyone. Senator, you've asked the
You're out of line.
Let him
actually,
answer
I
the
have
question.
It. And no, don't tell me I'm out
you
of line.
You are out of line.
Don't tell me I'm out of line.
Well, you frame.
Don't tell me.
You frame,
I'm
you frame,
state,
you frame
sir,
the state.
You
oh,
shut
tough
your
guy.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Because you don't know
you're
what you're talking about.
You going to tell me to shut my mouth?
Yes, I did.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Yes,
tough guy. I'm not afraid of physical.
Senator, hold it.
But don't sit there and tell me I'm out of line.
Senator,
You made a statement. You asked the question.
I didn't ask a question.
You did. You did.
I answered question. The question.
You asked the question. About how
well,
money
rhetorical.
Let him answer.
It was a rhetorical
well,
question.
Well, you may think it's rhetorical.
It
sounded
rhetorical.
To me like a question. Let him answer the question.
I'm not yielding my time to him. So if you're going to let me keep my time, that's fine.
You'll have your time. Let him. You what ask a question. He has a right to answer that.
As far as my salary goes, my salary, if you follow me around, I actually look at this building. I bet you I work more hours than you do. Twice as many hours.
That's impossible. But
no, that's true.
Sir, you don't
secondly,
know what hard work is.
Secondly,
you want to follow
yeah.
the schedule?
Secondly, I'll do it in a minute.
That's
we
not,
hold greedy CEOs like yourself
not,
accountable.
You call me a greedy CEO.
Oh, yeah, you are. You want to attack my salary, I'll attack yours. What did you make when you owned your company?
I made my company. I kept my salary down at about $50,000 a year because I'm
Now this